愿大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with everyone.
今天下午跟大家一起来学习的题目是教会的三宝。
And this afternoon, I would like to share with everyone the topic, the three treasures of the church.
Treasure. 教会的三样宝贝啊。
The three treasures of the church.
最近有一位同工去了中国北京教会访问。
Recently, I have a co-worker who went to visit our church in Beijing.
说到北京，我们是我们真耶稣教会一个非常重要的个地方。
And when we mention the city of Beijing, it's one of the very important cities within the history of our church.
本会真耶稣教会是得救的真教会。
And our True Jesus Church is the only saved church.
在什么时候开始呢？
And when did it all begin?
是圣灵的带领。1917年，在中国的北京，就是以前的北平，注册成立的。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the True Jesus Church in the year 1917 was established in the city of Beijing.
距离现在已经快100年。
And between then and now, it's almost 100 years.
当初圣灵的带领。
And at that time was through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
启示早期的工人得救的要道。
And revealed to our early workers the important teachings of our church.
在永定河举行这个第一次的这个洗礼。
And in the river Yongding, they performed and had their first water baptism.
从北京开始，一直传遍整个中国。
And starting from Beijing, it started spread across the country of China.
再传到台湾。
And then the gospel was preached to Taiwan.
东南亚。
To southeastern countries.
美洲、欧洲、世界各大洲。
And to the countries in North America and the other major continents.
这是应验了圣经的预言。
And this all fulfilled the prophecies within the Bible.
闪电从东到西。
That this lightning will come from the east and spread all the way to the west.
我们请看马太福音24章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24.
27节。
Verse 27.
马太福音24章的27节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 27.
闪电从东边发出，直叫到西边，人子降临也要这样。
27. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这是预言末世的真教会的出现。
And this is a prophecy concerning the coming of the end church.
真道的传遍会很快。
That the spreading of this gospel will spread very quickly.
好像闪电一样。
Just like that of lightning.
末世的真教会出现会从东到西。
And this church of the end times will come from the east and flash to the west.
一般的基督教派，主流的教派都是从西方传到东方。
And the common Christian denominations, they spread the gospel from the west to the east.
末世的神所拣选的真教会。
However, in the end times, the chosen church of the Lord
要从东方兴起。
Will come from the east.
这个传纯正的道理，没有更改过的福音。
And this church will preach the absolute truth, and there will be no change.
传回到西方。
And it will be spread to the west.
这个北京就是真教会的发源地。
And Beijing was the origin of the true church.
当然，经历过很多时代的变迁，政治的改变。
And it has endured the times of changing politics and changing of times.
但是神的怜悯保守。
However, through the mercy of our Lord Jesus, He has kept the church.
今天在北京也有我们真耶稣教会的保存在。
And today in the city of Beijing, we still have True Jesus Church there.
我们在座都有弟兄姐妹是从那边在那边工作居住再回来探亲的也有。
In our congregation today, we also have brothers and sisters who is living currently in Beijing.
这北京教会圣工很发展，很活泼。
And the work within the Beijing church is very lively.
人数越来越增多。
And the membership has been increasing.
本来教会的会堂是小小的。
Originally, the chapel is very small.
也缺钱，没有办法去买更大的会堂。
And they were lacking in funds, so they had no ability to buy a bigger chapel.
但是因为他们有信心。
However, because they have faith.
神就祝福他们现在有一个更大的会堂。
The Lord blessed them and given them a bigger chapel.
那我们北京教会那边有一位陈长老。
And in Beijing church, we have a elder Chen.
有一次我们那个同工就去访问那个教会。
And one time, my co-worker went to visit that church.
那我问这位长老。
And he asked this elder.
为什么北京教会的圣工发展得那么好？
He asked him how come the work within the Beijing church has been so prosperous.
那个长老就笑笑地回答。
And the elder smiled and replied.
他说我们北京教会有三宝。
He said, in Beijing church, we have three treasures.
那我们这个同工听了就很好奇了，说哪三宝？
This coworker heard of this, he was very curious. He asked, what three treasures?
长老就回答。
And the elder replied.
就是也是我们今天要讲的内容。
And this is in accordance to what we're going to share this afternoon.
看看大家记不记得住啊。
And let's see if any one of us can remember this.
第一宝。
The first treasure.
凡事祷告。
And everything you offer prayers.
第二宝。
Second treasure.
同心同工。
That you work in one accord.
第三宝。
Third treasure.
青年上进。
That the youths have the heart to pursue and strive.
都很好记啊，中文都是四个字的啊。
And Chinese is very easy to remember because it's all four words.
就是这因为这三点。
And due to these three treasures.
北京教会也发展得很好。
The Beijing church is able to be very lively in its faith.
其实应该这个不是只有给北京教会的。
Of course, this does not only apply to Beijing church.
这是圣经的道理。
And this is actually teachings from the Bible.
每一个教会，如果我们按照这个方向去追求，圣工一定发展。
And every church, if they pursue in these three categories, then it will develop greatly for sure.
每一个家庭按照这个方向去追求，肯定得到神的祝福。
Every family, if they pursue in these three categories, then they will for sure receive the blessings from the Lord.
所以我们来讲第一点。
So let's talk about the first treasure.
第一宝就是凡事靠祷告。
And first treasure is in everything you offer prayer.
这也是主耶稣特别交代门徒的。
And this is something that the Lord Jesus himself instructed his disciples.
我们看《使徒行传》的第一章。
Let's read the book of Acts, chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
使徒行传的一章八节。
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传一章八节。
The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
Verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
主耶稣升天之前交代给门徒一个最重要的工作。
Before the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave a great mission to his disciples.
就是要建立教会。
And that is to establish the church.
到哪里？世界各地去传福音。
And they must preach to the end of the earth.
但是他们那个时候人很少。
However, at that time, they were very little in number.
只有十二个门徒。
There were only 12 disciples.
也有其他一些信耶稣的人。
Of course, there were others who followed Jesus.
但是他们没有什么胆量。
However, they did not have the courage.
躲在家里，不敢出来，怕被人抓嘛。
They hid themselves in their homes, they were afraid of being captured by others.
不要说传福音了。
Not to say, not only did they not dare to spread the gospel.
连承认自己信仰的胆量都没有。
They also had no courage to admit that they believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们也没有教育背景。
And they had no educational background.
大部分都是打鱼的渔夫。
And most of them were fishermen.
再来他们也没有钱。
And secondly, they also do not have any wealth.
所以可以说人力、财力还有知识都没有。
So they had no knowledge, none of the great backgrounds.
以今天的分析来说，这种人是绝对不会成功的。
And if we use today's views to view these people, we say that these people will not lead a successful life.
但是主耶稣告诉他们。
However, the Lord Jesus tells them.
只有你一点，你们抓住，你们就会成功。
That you must hold, as long as you hold on to this one thing.
就是有圣灵降临在你们身上。
And that is to hold on to the fact that the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
有圣灵，你们就有能力。
Once you receive the Holy Spirit, you will have power.
会在耶路撒冷传遍福音。
And you will be witnesses to me, to Jesus in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷传福音是最难的。
And it was the most difficult thing to preach the gospel in the city of Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷是首都。
Because Jerusalem was the capital.
也有圣殿。
And they also had their own synagogue.
也有反对耶稣的祭司、法利赛人、文士。
And there were the Pharisees and the priests who were opposing Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是在耶路撒冷被钉死的。
And Jesus Christ was in fact nailed to the cross in the city of Jerusalem.
所以选择一个开头的点，可以说选择一个最难的点。
So the first city they started to preach the gospel was the most difficult city to preach.
就是有了圣灵，你就可以在耶路撒冷传遍福音。
However, with the help of the Holy Spirit, then you will have the power to preach the gospel from Jerusalem.
再来，犹太全地。
Later, you will go to all Judea.
再来会跑到撒玛利亚。
And to Samaria.
啊，再来会到地极。
And to the end of the earth.
所以这个关键就是圣灵。
So the key here is the Holy Spirit.
有了圣灵同在。
With the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
没有什么东西做不到的。
And there's nothing impossible you cannot do.
当时的教会就很听话。
At that time, the church was very obedient.
14节。
Verse 14.
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意，恒切祷告。
Verse 14, these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
主耶稣的交代很清楚。
The Lord Jesus' commands were very clear.
你们要靠圣灵。
You must rely on the Holy Spirit.
靠圣灵就是要祷告。
And by relying on the Holy Spirit, you must pray.
结果他们好好的去祷告。
So they indeed started praying.
第二章圣灵降临了。
In chapter 2, it records about the descending of the Holy Spirit.
就是这样教会就建立了。
And this is how the church was established.
一天三天，三千人受洗。
And in one day, 3,000 believed and was baptized.
这样教会就传开了。
And this is how the gospel was preached.
所以最难的事可以用最简单的方法去解决。
Therefore, the most difficult thing can be solved by the simplest thing.
人生没有什么难事。
In our lives, there's nothing that's so difficult.
在人来说很难。
To man, it may be a great task.
在神来说一点都不难。
However, for God, it is also doable.
只要你愿意跪下来祷告。
As long as you're willing to kneel down and pray.
那个北京教会买会堂听说也是一个见证。
And I heard that it's also a testimony of how Beijing Church purchased their chapel.
他们很需要一个大一点的会堂。
They really needed a bigger place of worship.
一开始的时候听说它只有几十万人民币。
And in the very beginning, the place only cost about...
他们只有几十万的人民币。
They have very limited funds.
他们只有几十万的人民币。
About a few hundred thousands of Chinese.
Chinese dollar, 人
民币。
但是当时的房地产到处可以买的东西都几百万了。
However, at that time, the real estate market, everything was over a million.
怎么买得下手呢？
So how did they have the ability to buy this?
连那个 down payment, 那个头期款都付不出来。
And they had no ability to even pay for the down payment.
信徒也不是什么富豪啊，也没有什么有钱人啊，高官啊，都没有。
And there's no wealth, very wealthy people within the congregation.
但是教会就是凭着祷告。
However, through prayers,
他们知道神要给我们的，神就给我们预备。
And they understood that if the Lord's willing to give this place to us, then he will give it to us.
所以整个教会就迫切为教会买会堂的事情来祷告。
So the whole church prayed earnestly for this matter.
结果神让教会碰到一个很好的机会。
Then God allowed this great opportunity to come to the church.
这个很好的地段。
In this very nice area.
找到一个非常适合当教堂的地方。
And they found a very suitable placefor them to establish their church.
那个价钱很贵，一两百万。
And it was quite expensive. It was over $1 to $2 million. However, through everyone's faith,
把它买下来。
They had the faith to purchase this place.
买下来的时候还不晓得钱哪里来。
And when they agreed to purchase this, they did not know where the money will be coming from.
但是祷告就会有钱。
However, they know that through prayers, the money will come.
结果真的奉献一直一直进来。
Then it is true that all the offerings continue to pour in.
不但只从弟兄姐妹。
And not only from brothers and sisters.
全中国国地。
And from all the brothers and sisters across the country.
就是这样凭着祷告上啊建堂就建起来了。
And so through prayers, they were able to establish their church.
我们看撒迦利亚书。
Let's read the book of Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书的第十章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
撒迦利亚书第四章的第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。撒迦利亚书第四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
这个时候也是所罗巴伯他们要重建圣殿。
And here records a time when Zerubbabel, they were about to rebuild the temple.
他们也是停工了十几年。
And they stopped this work for a few years.
也 十几年了
more than 10 years.
也没有钱。
And they had no money.
大家的心也冷却了。
And everyone's heart were turning cold.
觉得我们这个圣殿可能永远盖不起来了。
And they felt hopeless in rebuilding this temple.
神跟所罗巴伯说。
The Lord spoke to Zerubbabel.
不是依靠实力。
Not by might.
不是依靠才能。
Nor by power.
那是靠耶和华的灵。
But by the Spirit of the Lord.
方能成事。
And this can accomplish anything.
这就是我们真教会的第一宝。
So this is the first treasure of our true church.
我们真教会的第一宝就是因为有圣灵。
The true church has this first treasure, and that is the Holy Spirit.
所以凡事祷告就能够克服所有的问题。
And so through prayers, we can overcome any problems.
不单只是教会买会堂。
And not only in matters of when we're thinking of purchasing a chapel.
就算我们传福音也是一样。
And this also applies to when we preach the gospel.
有一次跟一个同工聊起来。
And one time I was talking to a coworker.
他也是一个传道人。
He's also a fellow preacher.
那我就问他。
And I asked him.
我说你教会为什么那么多慕道者？
I asked him how come in your local church you have so many truth-seeking friends.
福音圣工那么发达。
How come the gospel work is so prosperous within your church?
这是一个方法。
He said there's only one way.
动员全教会为福音圣工祷告。
That you must motivate the entire congregation to pray.
好，教会十一点钟聚会。
And for example, the church starts service at 11.
大家十点钟开始就来教会祷告了。
Everyone would come at 10 to start prayer.
这个早祷会不是只有三五分钟或者是十分钟一次这样啊，是真的是长时间在祷告。
This morning prayer does not only last 3 to 5 minutes, but it's a prayer that is much longer.
他说早祷会非常重要。
He said that morning prayer sessions are very important.
第一，如果大部分信徒有早点来祷告的话。
And first, if the members have they are willing to come early for prayer.
心呢会预备好。
And this way they can prepare their heart.
聚会的时候道理比较容易感动。
And during service, the teachings will move them.
第二，如果有来找祷会。
Secondly, when they come for morning prayer.
信徒比较不会迟到。
This will allow the members not to come in late.
当然有时候偶尔因为交通的问题啊什么的其他问题啊迟到那个是无可厚非也可以了解。
And of course, sometimes it is understandable that we may come in late because due to traffic.
但是如果我们迟到变成这种常态每个礼拜来聚会都是迟到的。
However, if it becomes our habit to come in for service late every single week.
我们自己的心啊一来到教会也是安静不下来，就说啊，好像很赶，哦，赶来了，但是已经一半了。
And then when we come for service, then our hearts still feel very rushed.
所以如果参加早祷会的话，就早点来祷告，就肯定就不会迟到了，因为祷告会就算你迟一点，但是聚会就不会迟到。
Therefore, if we have the habit to come in for morning prayer, then this will allow everyone to come in on time.
再来一起祷告。
And secondly, we all pray together.
圣灵会同工。
The Holy Spirit will abide with us and work with us.
那个同工这样子跟我分享。
And this is how the co-workers share with me.
我看他带领的教会真的是圣工很发展。
So I truly see how the Holy Spirit has guided the holy work within his local church.
很多慕道者。
And there are many truth-seeking friends.
教会一直分社出去。
And they continue to branch out.
就是因为信徒愿意花时间祷告。
And this is all due to the fact that the members are willing to put in time for prayer.
我们可以试试看。
So we should try this.
下个安息日我们来教会。
Next Sabbath when we come for service.
既然都要来了，我们试试看早点来。
And let's all try to be here earlier.
参加教会的早祷会。
And to participate our morning prayer.
会感觉到你的心预备好，神的灵就感动你，会不一样。
And this way we can all feel more prepared and the word of the Lord will touch us.
所以使徒时代的教会凡事靠祷告。
So during the time apostolic times, the church they continue to pray.
遇到逼迫也祷告。
And in times of persecution they pray.
遇到困难也祷告。
When they face troubles, they also prayed.
所以没有什么问题解决不了了。
So there was nothing that they could not face.
所以北京教会的第一宝。
So that was the first treasure we can learn from the church in Beijing.
凡事祷告交通。
That we must in everything we pray and rely on God.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
腓立比书的四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6。
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。第七节。
7。
神所赐人出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。请读。
verse 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
这是很多基督徒很喜欢的两节圣经。
And this is a favorite verse of a lot of the Christians.
信耶稣很实际的。
And believing in Lord Jesus is very practical.
我们的道理不是只是理论，我们是可以实行在生活当中的。
And the teachings in the Bible is not just theory, but something we can apply in our lives.
我们人生最大的困难就是因为很多忧虑。
And in our lives, sometimes we see that it's difficult because we have many worries.
当我们穷的时候，以为有一天我有钱了，我就没有忧虑。
When we are poor, we figure that if one day I have money, then I will have no worries.
其实你发觉有一天有钱之后，忧虑更多。
However, one day you realize that even if you have money, you still have many problems.
有了家庭之后，你忧虑更多。
And when you have families, you also have worries.
有了工作之后，也有工作的忧虑。
When you have a job, you also have its worries.
但是人生在世充满忧虑。
So in this world, we have many worries.
但是我们有这个宝。
However, we have this treasure.
就是一无挂虑。
That we must be anxious for nothing.
凡事借着祷告祈求感谢。
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
将你所要的告诉神。
And let your requests be made known to God.
然后呢，换来会什么？
And then why do we do this?
换来的是第七节。
What do we get in return?
神会给你出人意外的平安。
And the peace of God will be given to us, which surpass all understanding.
你的问题可能没有，不会马上解决。
And perhaps our problems will not be solved right away.
但是主会马上给你平安。
However, the Lord will provide you with peace right away.
因为有圣灵在里面。
Because there is the Holy Spirit.
所以要给你力量去面对这个困难。
The Lord Jesus give you the strength to face all your troubles.
你的心怀意念就被保守住了。
And for your hearts and mind will be guarded by Him.
不会去乱想，不是乱想。
And you will not think, You will not worry too much.
有一些人呢，困难呢，烦恼的时候会胡思乱想。
A lot of people when they face troubles, they will start thinking in all different ways.
想到睡不着。
And to the point that they could not fall asleep.
甚至有一些想到忧郁症。
And some people they also develop depression.
有一些想到自杀。
And some people have thoughts of suicide.
因为心怀意念没有保守住。
And that is all because their hearts and minds are not guarded.
所以我们要靠着祷告。
Therefore, through prayer and supplication.
主耶稣保守我们的心怀意念。
And the Lord Jesus will guard our hearts and our minds.
第二宝。
The second treasure.
就是同心同工。
That is to work in one accord, in one heart.
使徒行传的第四章。
Let's read the book of Acts chapter 4.
24节。
Verse 24.
使徒行传四章二十四节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 24.
他们听见了，就同心合一的高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的君主。”
Verse 24. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, you are God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them."
使徒行传常常提到几个字，就是同心合一。
The book of Acts often refer to the same words, and that is in one accord, in one mind.
如果我们看二章的四十六节，这里说他们同心合意在教会，在殿里面聚集。
If we read chapter 2, verse 46, it says that they continually daily with one accord in the temple.
什么叫同心呢？
What does it mean to be in one accord?
是他们的想法、他们的思念、他们的观念是一样的。
That their thoughts and their ideas are all
他们的目标也是一样的。
And their goals are the same.
所以做起事来，在教会的发展来说，很容易，很快。
And so when they are pushing forward their holy work, it develops really quickly.
常常听到中国大陆的教会为什么发展那么快。
And I often hear about testimonies of why the churches in mainland China develop so quickly.
因为大家很同心。
Because everyone is in one accord.
信徒很单纯呢。
The members there are very
simple, 每一个人的意见不是很多。
And each of them, they do not have their own ideas.
他们觉得教会是需要这样子的。
They understood that the church has needs.
教会的长子传道负责人这样带领的。
And that the ministers and the preachers and the church board members that guide in this way.
全力的去支持教会的这种圣工。
Then the members will in one accord support.
那我们来看看什么叫同心呢？
So let's see examples of what it means to be in one accord.
我们看32节。
Let's read verse 32.
32节， 那些许多信的人都是一心一意的， 没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的， 大家都是共用的。
Verse 32, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
当时的使徒、门徒他们过着一个生活，就是生活的东西是共用的。
During that time, the believers, they lived in this way that they shared everything.
因为他们以为主耶稣很快就要来了。
They assume that the Lord Jesus would be coming really quickly.
也不需要自己有什么财产了， 反正都卖掉， 大家一起用。
And so they do not think they need to keep anything for themselves. They sold all they had and they share with one another.
当然今天我们知道主耶稣什么时候来， 我们不知道。
And of course today we understand that we do not know when the Lord Jesus will be coming.
我们也不需要说啊， 通通财产卖了， 拿来教会公用。
So there's no need for us to sell all of our possessions and just bring it to church.
这一节告诉我们一个很重要的观念。
However, this verse teaches a very important concept.
什么叫同心呢？
What does it mean to be in one heart?
这是一条心， 大家一个想法， 一个目标。
And that is that everyone is of one heart and of one soul.
就是为了主。
And that everyone worked for the Lord.
再讲清楚一点， 什么叫同心呢？
And to be more clear, what does it mean to be in one accord?
就是没有私心。
That you do not have your own selfish ambitions.
私心就是我想我自己的。
That when you have selfish ambitions, that means you only think about yourself.
讲出来是为了别人的， 其实心里面是想是我自己的。
And when you speak out loud, it seems like you're thinking for everyone, but in your heart, you're considering yourself only.
有私心， 教会就很难发展。
If you have this type of selfishness, then the church will be very hard to develop.
就是教会的宝就是同心， 就没有私心。
And so this treasure of the church that we have is that we are all in one accord.
当时的教会， 大家都为了主耶稣。
During that time, everyone in the church, they work for the Lord.
教会需要钱。
If the church needs money,
大家东西卖掉， 给教会用。
Everyone sell their possessions and give them all to the church.
比如说如果今天大家要买会堂。
For example, today we are thinking of purchasing a chapel.
肯定教会是需要钱啊。
Of course, we will need the money.
教会需要， 那我们再来奉献。
And if church has this need, that I will do my best to offer.
无论买在哪里， 我都全力奉献。
And regardless of where we purchase this chapel, I will give my money.
虽然离开我家很远， 但是教会有需要， 这个地方是对教会好的， 我支持。
And even if I live very far away from this new location, since this has been decided by the church, I will support it 100%.
不是因为在我家里附近， 我支持。
And it's not only that I support it because it's close to my home.
而是因为对教会好， 我就支持。
But I know that this is good for the church, therefore I support this.
这个就是教会的宝啊。
So this is a treasure of our church.
大家同心合意。
That everyone is in one accord.
大家都是为了主耶稣。
That everyone is for the Lord.
我们教会也是很同心合意的。
And our church, of course, is also of one accord.
因为有圣灵在我们里面。
Because we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
虽然有不同的意见。
Even though we all have our own thoughts.
每一个地方， 每一个城市， 在买会堂的时候， 开始肯定有不同的意见。
And in every city, in the beginning, when they start to think about branching out and purchasing chapel, there will be many different voices.
到最后圣灵带领啊， 大家都会放下自己的私意， 自己的想法。
However, in the very end, everyone will learn to put down their own thoughts and thinkings
这样子吧,
and support being one accord.
开始动工了。
And this is how the Lord will start working.
这个过程有时候需要一段时间。
And this process sometimes would require a certain amount of time.
但是等到已经达到无我了， 没有自己了。
However, if everyone is it's not thinking of him or herself only,
神就会同工啊。
Then the Lord will start working with us.
所以什么叫做同心？
So what does it mean to be in one accord?
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
腓立比书二章的四节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
个人不要单顾自己的事， 也要顾别人的事。
Verse 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of the others.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
圣经的话就是我们生活的指标。
And the words in the Bible are the principle in our lives.
我们人生怎么可以达到一个幸福美满的人生？
And how can we achieve a blessed and joyful life?
怎么可以达到一个美好的婚姻？
And how can we achieve a really good marriage?
美好的教会。
How can we achieve a really great church?
就是这两句话。
We must follow these two verses.
第一，不要单单顾自己的事啊。
But first, we do not look out for our own interests.
好，我们夫妻怎么同心呢？
How can a couple be in one accord?
现在的社会，夫妻都不能同心了，不要说什么同其他的同心啊。
And in our society today, it's nearly impossible for couples to be in one accord, not to say other relationships.
很多成语啊，比如说同床异梦啊，同睡一个床，但是想法各自不一样的。
And there's one saying that you sleep in the same bed, but you're thinking about different things.
所以很多婚姻的不美满。
So there are many broken marriages.
那怎么样婚姻变得美满呢？
So how can we improve our marriage?
圣经讲得很清楚了。
The Bible says very clearly
不要只顾你自己
that you do not look out for your own interests.
不美好的婚姻你打开来看看都是自私的两个自私的人加一起就是不美满的婚姻
And if we look at all the broken marriages we see that in a lot of cases it's because both parties they are very selfish
大家想说你为什么不配合我
And they only each person would be thinking how come my spouse doesn't go according to what I want
你也对我不好我为什么要对你好
If you do not treat me well, then why do I need to treat you well?
圣经不是这样讲。
The Bible does not teach us in this way.
圣经说不要单顾自己的事。
The Bible tells us that let each of you look out not only for his own interests.
想想对方的感受啊。
But we must consider the feelings of others.
你讲这句话，你太太听了会怎么样？
And if you say this thing, how will your wife feel?
你做这个行动，你丈夫会有什么感受？
And if you do this action, what will your husband feel?
如果是你，你可以接受吗？
And if you put yourself in their shoes, can you accept this?
不行，你也不能接受，你也不会去做这种事。
And if you yourself cannot accept this, then you will not do it either.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以什么叫同心呢？
So what does it mean to be in one accord?
就是主耶稣到底怎么想的？
That we must think according to what Jesus Christ will think.
圣经里面的观念是怎么样的？
We must consider the ways in the Bible.
如果这个是圣经的观念，
If this is the ways that's been taught in the Bible,
我们就改变自己的想法。
Then we must change our own thinking.
怎么对待别人？你用圣经的观念去对别人。
And we must treat others according to what the Bible teaches us.
你用圣经的观念就对你的配偶。
And we must apply the teachings in the Bible, use those ways to treat our spouse.
配偶也是用这样方法来对你。
And in return, our spouse will treat us in the same way.
这是同心的。
And this is what it means to be in one accord.
所以教会要大家同心合意。
Therefore, in the church, we must be of one heart, being one accord.
就是没有自己的私人的私心在里面。
And that means that we do not have our own selfish ambitions within.
把这换成主耶稣的心。
And we must replace it with the heart of the Lord Jesus.
听说北京教会啊，他们很多都是从外省搬到北京去住的信徒比较多。
And I heard that in Beijing Church, its members, many of them moved from other provinces.
他们也不是很高收入。
And they do not have great income.
但是因为大家同心。
However, because they all share one heart.
很希望有一个比较宽敞的教会。
And they all wish for a bigger place for worship.
除了同心祷告。除了同心祷告之外，
not only did they pray in one accord.
同心的奉献。
They also offer in one accord.
这个在全中国最贵的城市买了。很大的教会。
And in this the most expensive city in China, they are able to purchase this chapel.
现在还好，那时候有买，现在已经更贵了。
And thank God, during that time, they purchased it. If they wait until now, it'd be even more expensive.
只要同心的，没有什么难事。
Therefore, as long as we do things in one accord, then there will be nothing that'll be too hard to accomplish.
一个家庭只要同心，也没有什么困难克服不了的。
Within one family, as long as we can live, we can And do things in one accord, then there will be nothing that's too hard to solve.
两夫妻只要同心
，a couple as long as they are in one accord,
也是可以克服所有的困难。
They will be able to overcome all the difficulties.
所以同心的关键就是有主耶稣的心为先。
Therefore, the key to being one accord is to have the mind of the Lord Jesus.
教会的第三个宝贝。
And the third treasure in our church.
是清廉很上进。
Is that our youth have the heart of pursuit.
我们知道青年就是教会的未来。
We know that the youth are the future of our church.
一个国家，你看他以后会不会成功，你就看看他有没有看重青年的教育的培养。
And for a country, if you want to see whether this country possesses a great future, you look at its youth and see their educational system.
先进的国家都花很多钱在教育方面了。
And the more advanced countries, they spend a lot of money on developing their education system.
因为青年就是国家的将来。
Because the youth are the future of this country.
同样的，教会里面也是一样。
In the same way, the church is the same.
人都会老，一代会过去，一代又会来了。
And people will grow old, and one generation will pass, and a new generation will come.
有时候我看看教会我们多伦多旧的照片。
Sometimes when I viewed the old pictures taken in Toronto Church,
有一些是90年代拍的。
And some of them are from the 90s.
哇，看看以前坐在最前排那些小孩子啊，现在都长得很高大。
I look at how all the children that were sitting in the front of group pictures, they're all grown up right.
现在都有些结婚了，当爸爸妈妈了。
Some of them have already been married and they'll become parents themselves.
有些做圣工了。
And they have all started to work for the Lord.
真的教会好像一代接一代。
So in the same way, the church, it's like this: one generation will pass, and a new generation will come.
那北京教会他们有很多青年。
In Beijing Church, they have many youths.
他们的青年很热心。
And their youths are very zealous.
很多圣工啊，都交给青年了，慢慢的就接棒。
And therefore, they gave a lot of their important works to for the youths to work on.
你看一个教会啊，如果在忙圣工的，都是中年或者老年，年轻人找不到。
If you look at a church and you see that it's the middle age or more elderly members that's doing most of its holy works.
你可以看到这个教会有很大的危机。
Then you will see that there is an impending crisis within this church.
为什么做事的人都是中年老年的？那年轻人跑去哪里了？
Because how come all these people who are advancing in age are working for the Lord? Where are the youths?
使徒行传有两种年轻人。
And within the book of Acts, it records two different types of youths.
我们看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
第七节。
Verse 7.
二十章的第七节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 7。
七日的第一日，我们聚会擘饼的时候，保罗因为次日要起行，就与他们讲论，直到半夜。第八节。
Eight。
我们聚会的那座楼上有好些灯烛。第九节。
Nine。
有一个少年人名叫犹推古，坐在窗台上，困倦沉睡。保罗讲了多时，少年人睡熟了，就从三层楼掉了下来。扶起他来已经是了。
Verse 7 to 9. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together, and in the window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead.
保罗啊，快要离开这个特罗亚。
And before Paul was about to depart from Troy,
他想说那天晚上实在是很难得的机会，所以讲到要讲久一点。
He felt that this was a rare opportunity, so he wanted to spoke longer.
然后呢，大弟兄姐妹也把握这个机会多听点道理。
And all the members they grab onto this opportunity to listen.
结果有一个少年人啊。
So there was this young man.
叫摇推鼓啊。
His name was Eutychus.
就是有时候是蛮不好意思的，特别把他名字记起来。
And this is not a very great deed that he did, but they remember their.
一想到摇推鼓，就想到那个打瞌睡跌死的那个人。
And so when we mention this name, Eutychus, we remember that he's the one that dozed off and fell.
所以打瞌睡也要打得有技巧一点。
And so if you want to doze off, then you must.
他呢，就挑了一个不好的位置来打瞌睡。
So he was sitting in a very dangerous spot.
有一些人很会打瞌睡，他打瞌睡的时候坐着不动，睡着也都不知道。
And for some people, when they doze off, they will not move at all.
以前在非洲的时候啊，聚会的时候都是坐那种板凳，就是一条的。
And when I was in Africa, during services, we all sat on benches.
没有的靠背啊。
And there is no back of the seat.
我跟另外一个传道，我们轮流讲。
And so I was taking turns with another preacher to give sermon.
那个同工很会讲，讲三个小时。
And this fellow coworker was very good at speaking. He was
speaking
for 3 hours, and I felt very hot when I was listening, and I was very tired.
我也打瞌睡。
And so I started to doze off as well.
还好只有往前面，没有往后面。
And thankfully, I fell forward, but not falling backwards.
往后面一仰就脑震荡了可能。
And if I actually fall backwards, then I would hit my head.
这个腰椎骨啊。
And this uterus.
肯定是常常打瞌睡的人。
And for sure, we can say that he's one that often falls asleep.
保罗那么会讲到，他都打瞌睡，你想想看。
And for Paul,
他是不是
who was such a great speaker, he even fell asleep during his service.
保罗很会讲啊，道理很深啊，又很激动人心啊。
And Paul's sermons are very deep and it can touch the hearts of men.
这个又是年轻人，不是老人。那么老人打瞌睡是可以接受，因为身体不好，有时候呼吸不好，所以老人在睡是可以接受，不用客气。
And this person was a young man. He was not an elderly person.
又是年轻人，保罗又那么会讲，他都打瞌睡。
And so despite the fact that he was so young and Paul was such a great speaker, he still fell asleep.
还打瞌睡还要找一个很凉快的位置，在台上要睡要舒服一点，所以坐在窗台边，哇。那个风很舒服，结果那以前那没有玻璃嘛，所以那个窗台一倒下去，三层楼，哇，摔死了。
And so he picked a spot where perhaps it's because the airflow is better, so he picked a good spot to sleep, and then he fell asleep and fell from the third story.
这告诉我们什么
？So what does this teach us？
当然，第一就是说，如果我们聚会常常打瞌睡，要小心一点。
And first is that if we often doze off in services, we must be careful.
但偶尔太累的话，没办法加班嘛之前。但是如果你每个礼拜你都打瞌睡的话，要小心点。
And sometimes it is okay because we may be working overtime, but we should not be doing this every single week.
可能礼拜五晚上你看电视看太晚了，或者是上网啊，十二点一点都不睡觉。
And sometimes we fall asleep because on Friday nights, we are staying up late watching TV.
来到教会打瞌睡，听不到道理，太可惜了。
And so if we come to church and sleep in church, then it's very a waste of time.
但是这种所讲的是一个灵里面的沉睡。
However, here, when it mentions about the sleep, it is a deep sleep in the spirit.
有一些年轻人，他虽然是身体是很强壮，但是他灵里面是沉睡的。
And some young men, even though physically they may be very strong, however, in spirit, they are actually sleeping.
他对神的道，他对神的爱，他对神的工作，没有一种热忱。
Towards the word of God, towards the love of God and the work of God, they have no zeal.
他睡着了。
That means they are falling asleep.
他灵里面睡着了。
That they're falling asleep spiritually.
如果长期灵里面睡着，就会变灵里面的，可能会灵里面会有危险啊。
And if they often are sleeping spiritually, then perhaps they will be facing danger in their faith.
我们教会的年轻人不可以沉睡。
Therefore, the youth in our church, we should not be falling asleep.
我们的教会的年轻人要上进。
And the youth within the church, we must have the heart to pursue.
提醒自己。
And we must remind ourselves.
教会的圣工有一天要交在我们身上。
That one day the work within the church will be passed on to us.
现在我们看长辈怎么做。
And so today we will observe how our predecessors do everything.
我们努力去学习。
And we follow in their steps and learn from them.
我们不要推搪圣工。
And we should not try to avoid.
我们要发起热心。
Avoid holy work, we should not do that, and we should have a heart of zeal.
北京教会陈长老说，我们教会青年很上进。
So Elder Chen from Beijing Church, he says that in his local church, the youths all have the heart to pursue for.
什么叫上进
？What does it mean？To pursue.
如果一个公司里面啊，找的员工啊，他们要找上进的，就是很主动的，想要去学更多，想要更多机会去学习的。
And for a company where they are looking for new employees, they will tend to look for those who are willing to learn, who are willing to push themselves.
我们做圣工啊，至少要有公司里面工作的那种态度。
And when we do holy work, we must also carry the same attitude.
甚至要超过公司工作的态度。
Even more so, we must have more hardworking.
神的工啊。
We must view that this is the work of the Lord.
我去一个教会。
And when I visited a church.
去那边看看，中午礼拜六吃饭的时候。
And when I was looking at them during lunchtime.
我看到，为什么现在煮饭的是年轻的夫妻？
And I saw that the ones who were cooking the Sabbath meals were a young couple.
以前煮饭的都是那些老人家在厨房忙。
In the past, it's usually the elderly members who will be working in the kitchen.
这次我去这个教会看到，为什么现在是二十几岁、三十几岁的年轻 young couple， 甚至孩子还很小的，还帮忙煮饭。
So when I went to this church, I observed and saw that within this church, it was the younger couples who were working in the kitchen.
年轻人说啊，现在啊，我们要自己要慢慢要借这个班。
And so these young couples, they said that now we are going to do this work.
那些爸爸妈妈们呢，已经煮了几十年了。
And all the mothers and fathers before us, they've been cooking for church for so many years.
让我们学习一下。
And we must hold on to this opportunity and learn from them.
他们主动要求啊，就会排他们。
And so they proactively asked the church to assign them to cook.
这就是上进了。
And this is a heart to pursue a better faith.
主动看到教会有什么需要。
That we must observe and look at where the church has its needs.
我们作为父母的也要鼓励儿女。
And as parents, we also should encourage our children.
一有机会就服侍神。
That when you're given the opportunity, you must serve the Lord.
那神也会祝福我们的儿女的。
And this way, the Lord will also bless our children.
所以教会是神的家。
Therefore, the church is the household of God.
只要我们凡事祷告。
As long as we, in everything, we pray to the Lord.
同心同工。
And we work in one accord.
青年上进。
And our youths have the heart to pursue a better faith.
我们教会啊，一定得到神很大的祝福。
Now our church will be greatly blessed by God.
我们每一个人也是一样。
And for each and every single one of us, it's the same.
主耶稣的恩惠与大家同在。
And may the Lord, the grace of the Lord be with us all.
那我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.